This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and expressed support for a ceasefire between Israeli troops and Hamas militants. Mr. Biden had told reporters at the White House earlier on Monday that he planned to speak with the Israeli Prime Minister. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes on Monday, killing a senior Palestinian militant commander, and Palestinian militant groups renewed rocket attacks on Israel as violence in the region entered its second week. Gaza's health ministry says since the fighting began on May the 10th, at least 200 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 59 children. At least 10 Israelis have been killed, including a six-year-old child. After meeting with top defense officials Monday, Netanyahu said Israel will continue to strike terror targets and will continue to operate as long as necessary in order to return calm and security to all Israeli citizens. Meanwhile, the armed wing of Hamas promised more rockets. Spokesman Abu Ubaidah announced Hamas will resume rocket launches on Tel Aviv if the Israeli airstrikes don't stop. This is according to Reuters news agency. President Joe Biden has released his tax returns, restoring a long-standing presidential tradition, which was not followed by the Trump administration. The tax returns show that 25.9% of the first couple's income went to the federal government in 2020. Biden and his wife, Jill, a teacher, earned $607,336 last year while he was running for president. More on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com.